Hello, hello. Welcome to the You Are Covered podcast. I'm Hannah Lynn Miller. I am so glad that you clicked on this episode because I have a lot to tell you. We have a lot to catch up on. And if you didn't realize it, or maybe your last couple of months got really busy too, I took a little bit of a break for creating this podcast, but I cannot get away from the microphone. I can't get away from new gadgets. I'm currently using a new microphone if it sounds a little different. And of course, my husband is mowing the church's lawn out front, and somehow I'm hearing that a lot in my headphones. So if you're hearing that in this episode, I apologize. I am trying to figure it out. This is the new, it's like the Blue Yeti mic that I'm using, and I wanted to try it out, and it got me motivated to get another episode out for you all. So, like I said, there's been a lot going on, and in this episode, I really wanted to just connect with you and reflect on some things that I've been learning, and just talk about life things, right? Because that's why we're here. We're going to cover all the things. And before we dive in, I do want to read you a little bit of a meditation. I am using this book called Breath as Prayer, and it's by Jennifer Tucker. I used it all the way through my graduate program, and because my supervisor had told me about it, and I went ahead and bought it, and I'm so glad I did. So I just want to like read this over you, and whatever it is in your life that you're longing for and that you're waiting on or expecting, I just want to just use God's word to encourage your heart and to know that He knows your heart more than you even do. So we're going to start there. God knows the longings of your heart. So breathe in deep and know that God knows your heart and He knows your deepest longings. So inhale. You know what I long for. Exhale. You hear my every sigh. Inhale. You know what I long for. Exhale. You know my every sigh. This is the book. I'm going to put it in the video on YouTube, just so that you can see what it looks like. But it's such a cute, beautiful book. What are you longing for today? Maybe it's something you haven't said out loud before, a deep desire in your heart that you've never shared with another soul. God sees your heart and He already knows. Before you even utter a single word in prayer, God already knows every longing in your heart. Nothing surprises Him, even when we don't know how to put these desires into words. When we don't know how to pray for what it is that we want and long for, the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying. For the Spirit pleads for us, believers, in harmony with God's own will. That's Romans 8, 26 through 27. Go ahead and talk to God today. Surrender your longings to Him and know that He loves you and is holding you tenderly today. This is from Psalm 38, 9. You know what I long for, Lord, and You hear my every sigh. So I just wanted to share and open up with that. I am wanting to simplify a lot of things in my life, and one of those things is this podcast, which is exciting, I think, for me. I love audio. I love all things tech. And so I want to make this, I'm always like, I want to simplify this, and then I get something and it doesn't simplify anything. But I did get a few mics and I would like to do a review on it soon. So look out for that on the YouTube channel. But for now, I just was thinking about what are the longings. I had a deep longing that I don't think I expressed that much or talked about to many people. Maybe people that were close to me knew. But I was, obviously a deep longing for me was to finish grad school and to be done with this degree. It was feeling so long. I was so ready for grad school to be done and for my next season to happen. I was so done with being a student. I mean, you know, I was part-time most of my master's career, but that just totally weighed on me. And I kind of wish that it would have been just 2 years of full-time, honestly, because being a student is constantly having something over your head. And I will say it here. I graduated. It's crazy. My thesis was accepted. I got my diploma in the mail, piece of paper, transcripts, all the things. So, and I passed my NCE exam. Praise the Lord. So that is like that was such a whole journey. But what was crazy, and I haven't said that here on the podcast yet, was that, and I know that I've done this before in my life, but I think sometimes during transition moments in your life, and that this is how it is for me, it's almost easier to start to plan for the next step, like the next step of life, and just say, okay, what is going to be next in my life? What am I longing for next? And for John and I, we really wanted to start having a family. And we had talked about timing and we had talked about names and like all the things. I think as I talk to more couples, the first thing that happens is that they talk about the name of the babies first before they even decide. Like, I've talked to so many people about that. They're like, they're not even surprised that John and I have a name picked out, because they're like, oh yeah, we've got names. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, it's sometimes it's the first thing that you talk about, and it's a really big step. And I think, you know, just on a personal level and maybe more on a therapeutic level, I think it's a big step for women a lot of times. And if you have the luxury, I think, of planning it out and thinking about what are you longing for, what time frame, and if the Lord really allows you to be a part of that planning, and I don't think he always is, and that's a cool thing too, because you get to see how God's going to show up. But in my case, you know, I was able to like plan it out and say, okay, for our family, you know, our family is going to be a ministry family, and that means that my husband doesn't make a whole lot, and so I want to be able to support my family as much as I can, and what that looks like is me working and having children. So wanted to set up myself in the best way possible before having kids. And there's nothing spiritual about that. It's just literally the fact that I wanted to be so ready. My mom, and this is just, you know, my story, but in my experience, but my mom always said that she, because I always asked her, I was like, Mom, how did you know that you were ready to start a family? And my mom always said, she was like, you know, I did enough life that I was ready to kind of give my life to someone else completely. And that's what motherhood is. I mean, you know, and fatherhood is too in a way, but I think that women sacrifice a lot more when that time comes. They sacrifice their bodies, and that alone, like I can name off more things, but that alone is so different from what a man has to sacrifice. Like, it's just different. And I think that's also why the scripture commands husbands to love their wives sacrificially. They didn't need to say that for women, because we already know it is a sacrifice. So I'm really thankful for my experience. And I think this is a big intro to the fact that I wanted to say and announce that John and I are expecting, and we could not be more excited. So if you followed us on social media, which you totally should, if you follow me on my newsletter, you've heard this, but yeah, we are expecting. I am 23 weeks pregnant. So if I'm a little winded, I always felt like listening to someone who is a little bit further along in their pregnancy is a little stressful, just because pregnancy breathing is so similar to when you have an anxiety attack, like a panic attack, because you can't breathe. Or when you have like more anxiety than normal and you're on the radio, it feels the same, at least for me. So doing this and having such shortness of breath, I apologize ahead of time. It's just as uncomfortable for me as it is for you listening to me, but here we are, 23 weeks pregnant. You know, and when I first started realizing symptoms, the biggest thing was the windedness, and it's because we are expecting a little girl. And they say that little girls sit higher up, and which is unfortunate because I have no torso, absolutely no torso. So this little baby girl is all up in my business, and it's making it hard to breathe, you know, and I'm only going to get more uncomfortable. So that's why my goal was to start doing the podcast again in July so I can connect with you guys. And I'm in the second trimester. I have so much more energy. Oh my word, guys. I don't know why, like, I had it in my mind that first trimester was going to be a breeze and it'll be fine because you're not big, you're not showing, you don't have to explain yourself to everyone yet. And it kind of was, I mean, it was a little bit like that. I was lucky, definitely. So I'm just going to give you a little synopsis of how the pregnancy has been going, how I've been feeling, and just kind of talk about, you know, next steps and next season. And maybe if you're in the same season of just trying to figure out motherhood slash maybe having a few changes in your career or a few changes in your life, any kind of season that there's a transition can be kind of exhausting and kind of scary. But this transition, I kind of started the new season a little early. So I found out I was pregnant in March, and that was right when my last class was over. So all I had left was my internship class, and studying for the exam, and then also writing my thesis. So honestly, it was really stressful. I'm not going to lie. But looking back, like, I feel like I really made it happen. I was like, you know, it's going to happen when it happens. If it takes longer for me, it takes longer. But I really felt this like restlessness around December and January of like, this is what my heart is longing for. Like, I am ready to be a mom. I am ready to have a little girl. And I think the last couple of year, maybe like the last year or 2 years, I was not ready. Like, honestly, I was not ready. And part of that might have been just that I wanted to finish my degree. Part of it was grieving what was in my life. John and I, our relationship, like, kind of grieving the fact that, you know, we have a lot of fun together. And not that you can't have fun with kids, but it's going to look different. And I know that. So taking that seriously and really thinking through it, because once you're a parent, you're always a parent, in my opinion. And so that's like a huge honor, but I don't take that lightly. You know what I mean? And luckily, like, we didn't have to wait very long. And I know I like do not take that lightly. Like, I am so thankful. And I remember praying to the Lord. I'm like, this is my longing. I've waited a while. I really wanted to be wise. I really wanted to be prayerful about this. I remember thinking, like, around January, December, I was so restless. Oh my gosh. And I just think it's the Lord. You know, the Lord knows the right timing, and luckily we didn't have to wait very long. And I remember just thinking, Lord, so many things I have had to wait on, and not so much to where it's like, I just felt like that was a point in our relationship, me and the Lord, where I felt like there was a lot of things I had to wait on, and where it was just like, I would have a timeline in my head or think about, hey, like, this would be great if I could do this, and nothing really went as planned, and it all worked out great in his timing. But I just remember thinking and praying, I'm like, Lord, I don't want to wait anymore. This would be really hard if this was a waiting season of like waiting to become parents and stuff. And I just prayed that. And I was like, Lord, I trust your timing. We have worked through this part of our relationship with the whole faith thing. And I would just really like it if this part was not a lesson and this was just a blessing. I just told the Lord, like, you know the desires of my heart. You know that what we've worked through, you know that I trust you 100% with timing. I totally do. And you've really taught that to me, and I'm thankful. And I would just like this next season to not be so much of a waiting game and a lot more of a resting game. And he really did that for me. I mean, he really did. And I'm so thankful, because I just feel like there's been so many areas in my life where it just wasn't. It was a lot of waiting and wrestling with him. And I just wanted our relationship to be still waters. And especially during this next season, I just needed him. I was like, I just need you. And I need it not to be such a hard lesson. Please. We'll have other lessons. Okay. I know the sanctification process. So I don't know if that is encouraging to you, but that was kind of my journey. That was my experience or journey to accepting the next season of life. And I think because I knew this last stretch of grad school was going to be so difficult, I had something to look forward to. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed just how it brought John and I together going through pregnancy. Listen, this might not be helpful for you, but this is something I always say. And you'll probably, if you know me in person, you probably know, or in real life, you probably know I've said this, but I used to always say that I needed a guy mostly to help me with my car situation. I'm pretty independent. But once I became pregnant, I was like, wow, I actually like really, really appreciate having him, like, because pregnancy is so rough and it really does help to have a man around. Let me just tell you, that is, I don't know how single moms do it. They are my forever heroes. And I say that all the time because this is tough. It's crazy because I'm sure you forget it. Like if you go through the whole pregnancy stuff, like I'm sure you forget this stuff, but I I'm already forgetting how hard the first semester, or I keep saying semester, the first trimester is. I don't really remember. I just remember I couldn't eat certain foods. I could only eat one type of food for like 3 months, and it was pizza. Pizza and Caesar salad was like my vibe the first trimester. And then when I graduated, and I walked, as soon as that happened and I was no longer having to go into an internship every day, I started throwing up in the mornings. And I think that was just the grace of God. And it wasn't horrible. It was just like once, and then I was good the rest of the day. Like I wasn't nauseous or anything. I just throw up and I'm like, okay, I'm over this. And then, and that lasted for 10 weeks. And so from week 10 to week 20. So I'm just getting back into it. And honestly, I think that's why I have the energy to do this again. So thank you for sticking around and for being forever my friends here on the podcast. And just in general on these platforms. So sorry. I do have heartburn a lot. So That is another thing. But yeah, that is life for John and I. John's super excited. And it's so funny because my friend, I mean, obviously I don't believe in this, but my friend was saying, she was like, we did find out that our little one is a girl and she's going to be our eldest. And my friend was like, oh my gosh, you totally like manifested having an oldest daughter. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we both don't believe in that. But also, I wonder how much of me deciding to write about oldest daughters was God's way of preparing me for what's next. And I think that's really cool. I am excited to really be able to dive into being a girl mom and have fun with that stuff. It's been really fun with my mom. She's the first grandchild on my side. And she's only got one girl cousin on John's side so far. So they are pretty pumped about having a little girl, another little girl in the fam. So this little one is so loved already. It's so wild. And I don't even have words to say, like, really how it feels. It's the weirdest, most crazy thing to be pregnant. And I actually have really embraced the whole baby bump and everything. And I was not prepared for that. I was like, I always thought that that would be such a weird experience and kind of grieve, you know, because it's just you as a woman, your physical appearance, there's so much pressure there. And I think just I've done a lot of growth in that area and I've really just loved it. I've loved being pregnant, feeling this way. I've loved, you know, the changes. We went to the Jersey Shore just a couple weeks ago and it was so fun. And I'm just out there with my little baby bump and I'm like, I feel amazing. And I just feel like too, a lot of my health issues that I had, I'm not a doctor. I'm not into a whole lot of natural stuff, but I do think there's something about, you know, the pregnancy hormones that your body's just like, yeah, this is what you're meant to be. Because like, I don't have any allergy symptoms. I struggled a lot with some IBS symptoms and that has happened since 2020 because of stress. And I was actually having a little bit of hair loss too. So I was actually in February thinking about going to a nutritionist to try to figure out what was going on. And I just think it was stress. But I think it's so crazy how pregnancy just really does balance your hormones in order to make this life happen. It's such a beautiful thing. And I feel it. I feel so healthy. Feel a lot. My mood is a lot more stable. It's great. I've really enjoyed that part of it. The throwing up part is crazy, and I would really like to not have to ever experience that again. There's a couple times where I had like a blood vessel popped, like in my eyeball. Like, what is this? These symptoms are crazy, and then the heartburn is insane too. I'm like, what? How? What is this? So if you have some crazy pregnancy symptoms that maybe weren't that crazy, but for you, you're like, I didn't ever think this was gonna happen. Like, let me know. I would love to hear what was your big, like, no one told me this was gonna happen moment. But yeah, that is the big update. Those two things, graduating and becoming a mom. Those are the two big things I want to chat with you about. Yeah, nothing else has changed. John is still chipping away at the church, and that's a weird way to say it, but it kind of feels that way a little bit. He comes in because I'm home a lot more and it's so nice, but he comes and he's right there, you know, and he comes in and he's just like, oh, you know, I gotta mow the lawn now. Gotta mow the lawn at the church. Like, he just grunts. It's so funny. It's not like he's complaining. He's just like, that's how he talks. He's just like grunting. So chipping away. He's just chipping away over there. Anyways, I gotta get him on the podcast. So look out for these next couple of episodes. I want to get more guests on. I want to make sure that the setup is easy for me to just get into a rhythm and start going for this podcast, because the You Are Covered podcast is going to live on as we continue to grow together and to learn together. And here's the thing, you're going to be learning mental health tips from a professional, a licensed therapist. How cool is that? So we are going to cover a lot of mental health during this time. And the other thing is, I do want to tell you that I am taking clients. So if you're not like my best friend's sister and you live in Illinois, you can totally reach out and we can do a session, because I'm working with Pneuma Therapeutic Services. That's the, I've been saying it's the agency that I've been working with. It's the practice that I'm at, the group practice that I'm at. And you can, we can actually do it. Like we, I can actually work with you. And that's huge. So I've had some of my first paying clients, which has been exciting. And I'm really, really pumped about this next season and actually being a therapist, actually taking what I've learned in my classes, but also my real life experience, and merging that together and creating this great, safe place for my clients to be able to heal and to work through what they're going through in life. Because, you know, sometimes life can get lonely and hard, and sometimes you need extra support, and it's good to not sleep on it, especially if you have good insurance. So going forward, I know you know me maybe from radio, maybe you know me from my blog, maybe you know me from fashion, maybe you know me in real life. And now, you know, I'm going to continually give you the best information that I possibly can that's data-based. And we're going to talk about mental health as much as possible. So if you have any questions, if you want me to cover anything, that is what we are going to focus on and dive deep into. We are definitely going to talk about God's word, because I think it's very grounding and I think there's a lot of truth in it. And it has helped me. My relationship with Christ has helped me. So that's not going anywhere. But I did want to mention that I am taking clients. So if you know anyone, the way that you can get a hold of me and understand like what I offer in the therapeutic process is at hannahlynnmiller.com/therapy. So you can find all the details there, which is so exciting. I've worked so hard for this, guys. I have so many clinical hours already. So wild. So I am so thankful for you and just the process that we've been on this journey together, and for you being here. And I hope this has been insightful, like you watching the process and understanding a little bit more of the mental health field as I've learned. And yeah, now you get to learn from a licensed therapist. So that's exciting news. All those things. I graduated and expecting a little one in November. So that's wild. Just a few months. So crazy. But I did want to let you know that, you know, I'm here. I'm here for you. I'm not going anywhere. The You Are Covered podcast lives on. And we will continue to cover all things fashion therapy and theology. Thank you so much for joining me today on this episode, and I will see you in the next one. As always, you are covered. God's got you. Be blessed.